this episode of Report This Post.
Hello to all of our beautiful and handsome patrons. Welcome to the latest bonus episode. My name's Geiger. That is Christian.
I no longer want to kill myself.
And we're your hosts with the Post. What's going on? What's going on over there?
Oh, nothing. No, I was trying out something new. I was doing a new thing. Just trying it out.
What's your new thing?
Just saying that I don't want to die. Saying that I'm not going to kill myself. It's not true. It's a lie. I'm seeing what it feels like. You know, you go to the store, you put the shoes on, you walk around, you jump a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe that will help. Just saying it over and over again, you won't actually care. It won't come true.
I'll put it out in the universe. That's right. Yeah, no, not much going on. You're not feeling too hot. You've got the croup going on there, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's been going through the house, whatever. It's just how it goes.
Guys, folks out there don't have kids. The great thing about kids is that you send them out of the house for the day. You don't have to deal with them. And then they come home, and they're constantly sick. They just get you sick all the time.
Yeah, rocks.
You don't want to keep them home because you don't want them there. But you also don't want them bringing crap into the house. And it's a real balancing act for sure.
I'll take being sick and home alone any day. Let them go out in the world, bring me illnesses as long as daddy has some time to himself.
Hey, you know what? I'm not feeling so good. I'm just going to lay down.
Oh, brother. Right after this, I'm hitting the hay. Can't wait.
Well, how about we get started?
You in the show notes here, yes. Bountiful show notes, the Bible, as we call it, behind the scenes, BTS. You said you had something to talk about.
Yeah, that sure did. So I was driving to the gym a couple weeks back, going down, came to a red light, and across the way from me, going across from my left to right, this tan Jeep, probably like a mid-80s, early 90s Jeep, Jeep Wrangler, tan with the, you know, no doors, no top on it, whatever, blasting music, and in big black hand-painted letters across the front of the hood, it just said Chun-Li, like the Street Fighter character, just script written on the hood. And I look at the person driving it, and sure enough, it's just a Chinese woman. decked out, the longest hair I've ever seen on a person in my life, flowing behind her. She's wearing like little booty shorts, got the whole thing going on. And I thought to myself, at one point in her life, somebody referred to her as Chun-Li, and she was like, yep, and just leaned into it. To the point of painting it on her vehicle. So,
yeah, there's people that do that will just like I know I haven't checked in with him recently, but I should, because there was a kid I went to high school with who looked like Gilbert Gottfried, and he was like, even like his Facebook name, he like put like his first name, last name, and then Gilbert in the middle. Just to like, just people remembers. I'm the kid from high school. Look like Gilbert Godfrey, which is a hell of a thing to really lean into. Way not nearly as good as Chun-Li.
It was one of those things where it just felt like, even if it were like in a Street Fighter movie, it would seem heavy handed. That's like, of course she's driving a Jeep with her name on it,
right.
But in real life, it's just like.
No, I don't think you can get away with that even in a movie. You can't drive around with your name on it. Only the Ghostbusters can get away with that. I don't know of any other characters that do that. Even the Batmobile doesn't say Batman on it.
It's a merchandising opportunity. So, yeah, I saw that. And just it burned into my memory, and I was like, I got to bring that up on the podcast. So that was a number of weeks ago. I saw that. Haven't seen her again since. One of those things that I was hoping I'd see again, but she's probably off touring the country in some sort of fighting tournament at this point. So.
Right. Yeah, well, that's how it goes. They go all around the world, don't they? She's in Brazil right now fighting an electric monster.
Folks, check out our fighting games episode. We did, 2 months ago? 3 months ago?
Brother. You are asking the wrong person.
You are asking the main host
what
of this
should
show.
Be the only person. But nope, it's actually the exact wrong person. I was a Google Chun-Li Jeep,
sure,
hoping to find all the. It mostly just brought up Jeep dealerships, and then the first result Chun-Li related is this article from Yahoo News: Chun-Li's bouncy breasts baffle Street Fighter fans at E3. I don't know what could be so baffling about it.
You know, I've been baffled by some breasts every once in a while in my life, so. I get it.
Jiggle physics or breast physics have been notoriously difficult for game developers to master.
Just they can never quite get those tits bouncing the right way, can they?
Oh, the associate producer Pete Roses for the company said, the whole Chun-Li jiggle thing is a glitch that only happens on the second player side of the E3 build, and it will be fixed. A glitch, huh? Or a horny developer looking to... Let me see about this. Bouncy breasts. Oh, I should have done the incognito for that one. Well, they've always been wildly huge. I don't know.
Not my thing. You did not get a fetish, an Asian fetish, no. From the Street Fighter 2 video games. So
no, good. I preferred Cammy more if I were to pick one of the...
Oh, sure. One of the big-titted bitches from the Street Fighter franchise.
One of the sluts from those games. Boy, you can't... I don't know what a modern fighting game... Like, obviously you can't make a game like that in its original state, or Mortal Kombat. Just... So then you have modern iterations of those same games where, like, Sonya Blade's wearing, like, a pantsuit or some shit.
Keep covering them up more and more. Yeah.
Sonya, just absolute they-them energy now. There's probably some sort of petition out there for one of those they-them Mortal Kombat character. Cool.
You're gonna get a they them whatever Goro is. That'll be good.
Oh yeah. Well, there was that lady Goro, right? We've talked about all this fucking shit.
Yep, sure is. We don't have to go down this path again. Let's talk about
goddamn post
new stuff. That's right. A gentleman named David Leavitt posted a thread to Twitter.
It's Leavitt. That's fine.
If you say so. This Target manager, Tori, is not honoring the price of their items per Massachusetts law. And included were photos of the display toothbrush in the aisle with a price tag for 1 cent and a photo of a very exasperated young woman that David had taken just kind of like at the register. He continued, "I just had to call the police because Target refused to sell me the toothbrush. I did not call 911. I called the business number for the police and told them it was not an emergency and they could take their time and explain the situation. The police verified Target displayed the price of the toothbrush for 1 cent. The store manager, Tori, refused to sell me the toothbrush for the displayed price. The police said I need to sue them and they are making me a verified report to take to court. Corporations like Target are not above the law. The police officer told me they testified that they saw the price and that the manager wouldn't sell me the item for the price listed. I have not been able to afford to go to a dentist in over 3 years. So yes, I wanted a good toothbrush and was thrilled to see such an amazing price on an Oral-B, but Target refused to honor it and now I have to take them to court."
Yes, yes you do. There's honor in this. Of course.
Great thread.
I looked up Leavitt just to see how it's pronounced, and it's a Ashkenazi Jewish name.
Oh no. I've done a hate crime. I'm
very
sorry.
Very interesting.
Very interesting that he wants something for the displayed price. Please.
Going to court, yeah. Let me guess, you have a team of lawyers willing to help you out on this one.
Yeah. The Oral-B toothbrush that at its maximum is $80 if you get like the really fancy one with all the stuff. I don't think you're going to get a lawyer for that price, but best of luck, David. We wish you all the best.
Yeah, this guy is an award-winning multimedia journalist. He loves games, casual Magic the Gathering and board games player. A lot of he seems like a classic, just a dumb lib. His banner picture is real Donald Trump blocked you. His pinned tweet is Ukrainian soldiers with kittens. This just seems like your classic dipshit lib on Twitter.
For sure. Yeah, this came off as like a... originally, I thought it was a shit post because it really, and then it's just like once you read through the replies, you just realize that this guy just really believes that he should get that toothbrush for 1 cent.
Mm-hmm.
So, boy, we used to be a proper country. But.
Call the racist Buffalo mass shooter what he is, a domestic terrorist. Has there been like a billion of those same
tweets?
Yeah,
I mean, that's the thing. Like, do you really shooting? Have to, do you have to add anything to that? Yeah, I don't think so. You don't have to add anything in conversation if that's what it's going to be.
When will Trump go to jail? Elon Musk. Lots of good stuff about that. Real good stuff here. Happy Sunday morning to everyone except the racist Republicans. Sweet. Sounds like a cool guy.
Really cool. Super cool.
I found this Reddit post from the official R Hawaii subreddit.
Okay.
Aloha shirts and cultural appropriation. My aim here is to try and get some direct feedback from some actual Hawaiians regarding a current topic at my university. A graduate student in my department sent this email regarding celebrating the retirement of a department professor. Quote, he has been an amazing professor and mentor to wildlifers throughout the years through teaching or sharing any of his knowledge or stories. To celebrate him, we'll be continuing his fun tradition of Hawaiian Shirt Day. Everyone coming out and wear your favorite Hawaiian or fun button-up shirts this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly thereafter, an email from administration goes out saying that the event is postponed and will be rescheduled and aptly renamed and reformatted. Then a forwarded email was circulated with was the message that caused the admin email, but was being kept hush-hush for some reason. Quote, I understand the fun and joyfulness in which it is meant, but I also understand that as we learn more, we're called to do better, and this theme is too much cultural appropriation and making a joke of other cultures. As a reminder, our Asian-specific Islander Desi American students and staff and their families have been suffering from threats and verbal attacks in the last year and are under increased amounts of stress. I hope we can all use this as an opportunity to continue to grow and find respectful ways to celebrate together. Now, I want to be respectful, but I also really wanted to broaden my perspective. People want to wear them because they are bright, fun, cheery, a celebration of spring, the end of a semester, and a celebration to honor the retirement of an awesome professor who loves these shirts. But if it is truly inappropriate, I'll take that feedback and share it with my student cohort. It's great feedback to have and learn from either way. Thank you. In the top comment in the thread, which was also awarded with 8 trophies.
Wow.
By various Reddit users is... Bra, it's just a fucking shirt. Yeah. Insane that you can somehow tie Hawaiian shirts back to Asian, specifically Desi American. Like, that's what, Indians?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell do they have anything to do with this shit?
I think it's very strange because my understanding of the whole like Aloha shirt thing is that it's just, although it is like part of the culture, it is also like one of those things where it's like an open source sort of thing where it's just like, yeah, it's like fun for everybody to do this, right? So, and it is very much an online thing because I'm seeing here, I'm just looking this up while you're reading that off, a like 20 tweet thread. Hawaiian Aloha shirt brands you can wear created by actual Hawaiians, mm-hmm. a thread posted by someone whose bio reads queer Hawaiian podcaster, they 21 years old.
Hell yeah.
So, you know, you kind of got that going. Somebody says, to this whole thread, Trader Joe's should buy their manager's shirts from one of these brands, to which the OP responds, Yas Slay. Boy, you hate to see it, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, it turns out most actual Hawaiians don't wear the shirts because those are what tourists wear. So correct. It's not even, you're not even, you're appropriating tourist culture. Like,
unless you're from Las Vegas, you're not allowed to wear the see-through green visor with the lights where the Ace of Spades card lights up with LEDs.
I'm not from New York, so should I wear this I Love New York t-shirt? I'm assuming that's what everyone in New York just wears every day.
Walking down the street with those foam Lady Liberty crowns on, and somebody walks up and stomps on it. Yeah. How dare you? How dare you, you son of a bitch?
So someone with like a Empire State Building pullover getting pissed off. This is our culture. I'm 19. I'm from Connecticut. I've lived in New York for 6 months. Right. This is my city.
I've lived in a broom closet above a Panera Bread for 6 months.
Yeah. Boy, do I say the word bodega a lot.
I'm going to the bodega. Anybody need anything? Well, mm-hmm. Fun. I'm going to keep wearing Hawaiian shirts because I think they're very funny. And it is just kind of like a muumuu for men. So I think it's good.
Yeah, I just purchased a couple myself. So I'm really settling into my last quarter of my life.
We're just covering the upper top half with whatever we want, folks.
And if the bottom half is covered, great. If not, just none of my business.
Yeah, no skin off my back. That's right. Terrific. Here's a thread from the subreddit, True Off My Chest. My wife poops in the shower and stomps it down the drain. She recently told me this, and I've been living with it for weeks now. She even broke the news to me while laughing about it. You know what a waffle stomp is? She asked me as she laughed and laughed so hard she started crying. I feel disgusted and betrayed. I can't even look at her over breakfast anymore because I head off to work, and while I'm at work all day, all I can wonder to myself is she doing it right now? Apparently, this has been going on for years. Says she uses all the scented candles she obsessively buys online to mask the smell. I work 12 to 15 hour days, so there's plenty of time to cover her shit stink. A few times we'd had to snake the drain due to a clog. Now I know why. I'm not sure I can live this life anymore.
Yeah. 12 to 15 hour days doing God knows what. What? That's some sort of factory he's at. Come home to his wife's brown-soled feet. Just up on the coffee table. That's right.
Well, like, she's laying on the couch. She's got her feet over the back of the couch. He walks in the door, gives him a little hi, honey.
Yep.
Meanwhile, she's just like, I've been stomping shit down the drain for years.
Just wondering, is she doing it right now? Is she doing it right now?
He's at the right Amazon plan. Amazon plan. Using his one allotted bathroom break to text his wife to figure out if she's stomping a turd down the drain.
Does he hear water running in the background? He's like, I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing.
Show me your feet. Show me your feet right now. Show me your feet. Show me they're clean.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That's cool. So just smushing the shit down the hole. I feel like it can't be a... Can't feel good, I would reckon.
No.
Or it would feel great. I don't know. Maybe it's...
You know...
The texture. It's hard to tell.
I'm curious just as... having to... Pooping in the shower seems like it would be quite an adventure anyways.
I'm not sure I could do it.
I don't think I could either.
I was actually thinking about this the other day. I was like sitting at my desk, like, could I make myself shit right now in my pants? I don't think I could.
I don't think I could either. I mean, it would have to be a pretty desperate situation to do it.
Desperate, drunk, whatever.
I don't think I've had a poop situation in long enough that I can even remember. So
it's been a few. I think it's been about a month for me, but I was very ill. I was very ill, and I had just insane diarrhea, and it just like sort of spilled out a little bit. I was lying in bed.
Just, your cup runneth over. Yep, I get it.
Yep.
Yep.
It sure as hell did, man. Boy. Then I got the old lady to clean it up, as is her duty.
Come on, man.
That's what you sign up for, ladies. Speaking of ladies, this Reddit post is from the subreddit R2X Chromosomes, the subreddit for broads. I am not pro-murdering babies. I'm pro Becky, who found out at her 20-week anatomy scan that the infant she had been so excited to bring into this world had developed without life-sustaining organs. I'm pro Susan, who was sexually assaulted on her way home from work and got a positive pregnancy test result a month later. I'm pro Melissa, who's working two jobs just to make ends meet and has to choose between bringing another child into poverty or feeding the children she already has because her spouse walked out on her. I'm pro Christina, who doesn't want to be a mother, but birth control methods sometimes fail. I'm pro Jessica, who is finally getting the strength to get away from her physically abusive spouse, only to find out that she's carrying the monster's child. I'm pro Lindsay, who lost her virginity in her sophomore year with a broken condom and now has to choose whether to be a teenage mom or just a teenager. You can argue and say that I'm pro-choice all you want, but the truth is, I'm pro-life. Their lives. Women's lives. You don't get to pick and choose which scenarios should be accepted. Women's rights are meant to protect all women, regardless of their situation. Pretty deep. Powerful. Inspirational. Got a tons of love over there. Thousands of upvotes. But then there's this comment from user The Ham Jam. That's all true. But damn, these names you picked are really, really white. Considering how much harder it is for BIPOC folks to get an abortion in America, OP's post comes across as rather tone-deaf, honestly. Also, no mention of trans men or non-binary people who need abortion access, too. And another user, LesbiReal, said, why not add the missing names you think should be included? To which the Ham Jam said, adding more in the comments doesn't change that what the OP wrote is solely white-focused and trans-exclusive. The onus is on white cis women to be more intersectional in their worldview and not on those marginalized folks to do the work for them. Yep. Perfect call and response.
It's
just how it goes online.
I had a feeling that the name thing would come into it as you were reading it. It is a very Mambo Number 5 sort of situation here with going through the name list.
I mean, it's one of those, if she said, like, I'm pro Shaniqua, people would be like, all
they'd
right.
They'd be like, whoa, okay.
Whoa, come on.
Whoa.
Come
on, let's not be gross about this.
You're not
going
to win in this situation.
Well, that's the thing. It's like the whole, it is very funny that we've gotten to the point of, like, the performative wokeness stuff where no matter what you post, it's either not good enough or, like, will be misinterpreted in a way where you're going to get in trouble. So, no matter what, like, it's just like, you're just better off not posting shit like that. Like,
sure.
99% of the time, you're not doing it specifically because it's something you believe in, but because you want to be noticed by people. Sure. Right? Mm-hmm. So, when you do this, and then all of a sudden it's like, you know, you're getting shit because you're not putting, you know, Jaquanda or whatever, and if you did again, you would get absolutely demolished. So, whatever, can't win. Folks, just stop posting. That's probably the best idea for all of us, really. But
absolutely, this Ham Jam is a type of person that I see a lot of. Usually, the person that says that sort of stuff online, I go to their profile, and they love to post on subreddits dedicated to mobile games. This person's big into Apex Legends. Like, just a little bleep bloop game to throw money at as you're staring at your phone all day long. This is not a person I would listen to about pretty much anything.
Nope. No interest whatsoever what they have to say. Nope.
There, what the hell is this? Oh.
Uh-oh, what? Something good?
I'm trying to figure out what the... It's their moderator of a subreddit called Practice with a bunch of R's in it. And all I'm seeing is that it's... like, weird anime children pictures in it. So, I don't know what that's about. But I have an idea. I have an idea. Great. Yeah.
Hiding in plain sight, huh?
Sure, yeah. They really don't even try.
Great. Good for the ham jam over there on Reddit doing whatever it is they're doing. Hey, our pal Alyssa, who joined us on our Taylor Swift episode 1,000 years ago, shared something that she found over on lyricinterpretations.com with yours truly. It's an interpretation somebody wrote of the song Like a Prayer by Madonna. And this lady named Susan is the one who interpreted this song.
Okay. Is Susan one of the names from the previous post, which is interesting.
I don't know if Susan's getting knocked up. Here's her interpretation of Like a Prayer. Obviously, this song speaks about oral sex being performed on a man.
Whoa.
For example, in the midnight hour equals most sex takes place at night. I can feel your power equals how throbbing and insistent the guy's penis is to her mouth. Down on my knees, I want to take you there, equals to orgasm.
Sure.
I hear you call my name, equals happens a lot when someone is really enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
Oh God, I think I'm flying, equals describing the ecstasy during sex.
Ah.
Oh my God, I can't believe how huge this song has gotten and all the airtime on TV. I was so embarrassed for the group singing during the Stars for Haiti relief after the devastation there, thinking they were being inspirational, or even on the show Glee when they did the Madonna episode. Using a church choir with robes, obviously trying to clean it up, but sadly the song is not inspirational.
I noticed they did church in quotes, which I find to be very odd. I don't know what the hell that means, but whatever. Go on.
Anyone who can sing that song pretending it means anything else is either totally blind or just likes to pretend that it has a, quote, spiritual meaning. But I wholeheartedly disagree. Keep it in the proper venue, which doesn't include supposedly G-rated programs or anything even a middle school child might be watching. Don't they get it? I really don't think a, quote, Christian group would be singing backup if they would just stop denying what the song really means. Now, would they? Out of all the interpretations over there on that song, this is the second highest rated.
Like a prayer. Yeah. I mean, this lady is discovering that Madonna has some sort of sexual stuff going on.
The funniest thing is she's discovering it 20 years after the song came out. She's like talking about it being on Glee and the Relief for Haiti shit. And she's like, oh my God, like, have you guys heard this? And everybody's like, yeah, yeah, we heard this. This is like a big thing on MTV back in the day. We've all heard it. I can't believe it. It's about sucking dick.
Yeah. The lyrics contain liturgical words, but they have been interpreted by some people to have dual meanings of sexual innuendo and religion. Hmm. Weird, huh? That's from Wikipedia. News to me. I always thought Madonna was... That's like a religious word, so I would assume this. It's all... It's like Catholic music, isn't it? Like hymns and prayers and stuff like that?
That's right. Yep.
I was always wondering why hymns got so popular in the 80s. This girl just strutting around on stage singing hymns.
She's so unusual. Speaking of Madonna, if somebody needs to check in on her. Something's going on with Madge over there. She, I don't know if, I highly doubt you follow her Instagram, but she is taken to the Britney Spears school of posting, where it's just like, it'll be like 9 a.m. on a Thursday, and she'll just post like 8 different photos of her ass. Just like spread on a bed. Just like, are you okay? Like,
yeah.
Is someone watching you? Are you all right? Because this doesn't seem like something that you should be doing.
It must be very weird to like have been, you know, worldwide viewed as one of the most fuckable people on the planet. And then
sure.
decades later, everyone thinks you're a
crazy old woman.
Some kind of monster.
I mean, how old is she now? She's in her 60s, right?
Yeah.
63. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, if she didn't have all the crazy face surgeries and whatever, she might actually look pretty good for 60. I don't know. It's hard.
There is something weird. There's something weird with it's like the skin's too tight, but not tight enough in certain areas. Like, it's just very strange. Like, to see if there's photos of her, like, with her face, like her natural hand.
Yeah, the hand pictures are hilarious. I mean, those are fucking awesome.
The skeletal hand of a Grimm's fairy tale witch, and then her like porcelain like face.
Yeah,
it's very funny.
But the old ladies who get the plastic surgery and stuff to make their faces look younger, they never look younger. They just look like old ladies pretending to be young. I don't know. Sure. I don't know how many of them actually realize. Like, it's just a different way of looking old. You're not like, oh, Madonna, wow, she's 30. Wait a minute. Her first album came out 35 years ago. Something's off here.
Wow, she just never ages. It's just her perfectly smooth face and the body of the Crypt Keeper. Yeah.
Yeah. Hot. Hey, some folks are into that. I'm sure she's banging some weird young boy right now.
Yeah, she's got like some 20-year-old backup dancer guy. Lives in her house, probably can't leave, sort of thing.
Guy who doesn't even know how to say hello in English. Just nothing. Just like not going to ever find out.
Swahili guy.
It's like, extremely stupid. We'll never learn. And she does not care. And that's what love is.
That's right.
Cool. One more post for this bonus episode. This was at Lawton B.L. Blanchard tweeted this out. Dear white women. Always a great start to any tweet, by the way. The Handmaid's Tale did not, quote, predict the future. It is, without exaggeration, based on the real treatment of black and indigenous people through history. It has happened. It's been happening. It's just for the first time it is happening to you. Get it together. Sure, there's some things you could break down about that tweet that's sure. pretty ridiculous. But I'm going to highlight a response here. From a user named Fire Ice Shimmer 1, who said, I grew up in a lily white neighborhood. When I was really little, I saw my first black person and it made me cry. My mother, bless her heart, called him over and he talked to me and I fell in love with his rich, deep voice. I was never afraid again. An African-American gentleman responded, you know, they said like that man was some mythical forest creature. That's wild as hell. To which Fire Eye Shimmer 1 said, yeah, it was. At least I have learned. It may have taken me till I was 71 to be called a bigot, but I learned, did all the reading the very amazing people gave me, and I have owned my ignorance. What I know now, I see your color, I see the humanity, and the struggle you went through. And that deep, rich voice.
Okay. Couple things here. You got a 70-year-old woman, 71-year-old woman on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Talking race.
Talking race. Okay, B, so she was 70, so 60-plus years ago. Her mom, a black guy's.
She was crying.
Height of segregation, and her mom just calls over, is like, hey, come over here. The guy was scared out of his mind, like, oh, I'm going to get killed because this little white girl's crying. Oh, my God. But just to relay that as like a story of like, isn't that great? The lesson I learned, isn't it wonderful that I learned that they're people too, and I've taken that for the last 60 years and held it so close to my heart. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Really? Oh boy, yeah. This lady is, oh, she is so good. She's just your classic lib on there, adding Senator Ted Cruz. Bless your itty bitty little heart, dear Cancun Cruz. Can you tell us what a woman is? I don't know what the hell that means, but it's all right. Yeah, so this lady's pretty sweet.
God damn.
Just getting terrified at a black person. Just seeing.
Who among us?
Wow. Usually there's a little more context for me. Don't just see one strolling down the boulevard, shucking and jiving, you know? You got to have a little more context.
Oh, did you see her pinned tweet?
Hold on. Let me pull it up again. Let's see. let's see here. Oh, boy. For the Rathugnikans who think they can walk over each of us, white trash, Negro / black, brown, yellow, y'all know every name that you have been calling us since we were dragged off the slaver ships and the ships that brought the indentured servants. Then there are the Irish. What? Oh my God, there's a bunch here.
She's going in on the Irish slaves.
Does this lady think she was pulled off the slaver ship?
I am from the Hatfield side of the Hatfields and the McCoys. Oh, some of us came over as indentured servants. Sure. Some of us were wise women. Some of the people who came over the first ships were the hidden wise women. That is my family. We are empaths and healers.
Oh, boy. Folks, don't let your grandparents online. It doesn't matter what they believe. Just don't let them online.
Oh, my God. This is the 60 years from now, the Yas Queen.
Can you imagine your grandparent being one of these kind of people?
Oh, no. No. Not in a million years. No.
It's insane. Yeah. Give me the classics. Factory default racist grandparent any day of the week.
That's right.
This shit.
Yep. If they saw a black person, they'd just pretend that they did not. Yeah.
Yeah. I want the grandma was like, I saw a black person as a kid, and then I beat the shit out of him.
Great. As we were wont to do. It was a different time.
That's a different time. Now people really don't like it. You know, they didn't really like it back then either, though, I tell you that.
They didn't really have anybody to tell about it. Now they tell the world about it if you do it. So they, you know, it's best not.
Cool. Well, hey, see you guys later.